This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abalim, welcome everyone to our weekly share on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah, sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzala Rose of Los Angeles, Li'iloy Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Neshama Shavan Aliyah, B'Yomei Otzioi Sher, for his whole family, Abi Askoel Tzedek. We are now, friends, up to what is called the fifth braid. The fifth braid. Every day, we have to make a braid. Actually, we have to make many braids. We mentioned a number of times that in Baruch Sha'amar, it says a lashon of Shevach five times. We say Bat Tishbachais, Shvacha. We say a lashon of Shevach five times. Reb Schwab says from here we see that Psukei Dezimra consists of five parts. Moreover, at the end of Baruch Sha'amar, we say Nigadelcho Neshabechacho Nefa'ercha V'namlichacha V'nazkir Shimcha. We say five expressions. These are the five headings of Psukei Dezimra. The first one being Nigadelcha. Gidul does not mean to make great. Gidul means to braid, as in Miriam Megadel Seyar. And we explained that if every Friday you bring your wife 12 red roses, she'll be okay with it, but it's not really going to make her happy if you always bring her the same color flowers, because, pal, you have no creativity, you have no variety. Yeah, it's nice to have 12 roses that are all the same, but sometimes you need a bouquet of flowers. You take a rose and a tulip and some leaves and some berries and some other kinds of thorns and thistles, and you mix them together, and the variety is a nice change. So too when it comes to praising Hashem. There is a way of praising Hashem called braiding, where we take psukim from all over Tanakh that speak about a certain theme, and we braid them together. This week we're up to the fifth braid. Braid number one was Roimimu Hashem Aleikenu Mishachu L'Adam Rav Kadoshu Roimimu Hashem Aleikenu Mishachu L'Arakoshoi Ki Kadosh Hashem Aleikenu. That's the first braid. Braid number two is the braid of Rachamim, where we say, "Barachom Michaper Avon V'lo Yashkes Rebel Shavah Poy V'lo Yerkachom Asai Ata Hashem Leisuchar Rachamech V'meni Chazucha V'amitro Tom Yitzuni Zuchar Rachamech Hashem Asim Kimei Elam Hema." That's the braid of Rachamim. The third braid is the braid of Oiz. Tenu Oiz Elokim Al Yisrael Gavas Av Zov Hashchakim Nalim Mikdashach Unosin Oiz V'satzuma Slaam Baruch Elokim. The fourth braid is the braid of Nekama. Kel Nekama Yis Hashem, Kel Nekama Yis Hoifiyah Inoz Zerot Zoshiv Gmulagim V'Hashem HaYishu Alam Chavisach Hasela. And today we're up to the fifth braid. Could you imagine what a challah we produced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are up to the fifth braid. And the fifth braid is the braid of Tzavakos. Now the Yushalmi tells us in Parakeh of Brachos, there are two psukim that need to be in the mouth of a Jew throughout one's life. Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yesa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam al yehei ha-pasuk hazeh zoz mitoich picha. Don't let this verse leave your mouth. Don't stop saying this verse. Adonai tzva'ois imanu miskav lanu elohei Yaakov Sela. You hear that? The Yushalmi says your whole life you should always say Hashem tzva'ois imanu miskav lanu elohei Yaakov Sela. Of all the psukim in the whole Tanakh, always say that pasuk. Rabbi Yossi, Bei, Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Mechavraya, you should say Adonai tzva'ois ashrei adam voiteach bach. These, according to Yushalmi, are the two most important psukim to say. Why? What is so interesting and important about these psukim? Says Rabbi Eliyahu Di Vidas, the Baal Reishis Chachma. We were zoicha to be at his kever. The Reishis Chachma is buried in Chevron. The Reishis Chachma is buried right opposite the Meleches Shloimai and the Stei Chemed and the Chesed Liavram. Rabbi Eliyahu Di Vidas was a contemporary of the Arizal. He wrote one of the classic Sifrei Musar. He quotes the Yushalmi that the two most important psukim to say is Hashem Tzvakois Imanu Miskavlanu Alehei Yaakov Sela, which is Tehillim Memvav Ches. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Hashem Tzvakois Ashri Adam Baiteach Bach, that's Tehillim Pei Dalet. V'im heyois, says the Reish Lakish, she'ish pratim rabim v'perish ha'psukim. There are many details explaining these psukim. L'roiv ha'toyela shabahem, because of their abundant benefits. Mikamakam ha'inyan ha'koyel, who the general principle is, she'tzarech losim la'oylam neged einav ha'hashgach al-yayna. In other words, friends, why is it so important always to say Hashem Tzvakos Imanu Miskavlanu Alekei Yaakov Sela? Why should you say that? Why is that more important than Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz? Why doesn't somebody else say, you know, always say the pasuk Poseach Es Yadecha U'Masbi'el Chal Chayretz? No, Hashem Tzvakos Imanu Miskavlanu Alekei Yaakov Sela. Why? The answer is one always has to focus on God's divine providence. Therefore it says, don't let this pasuk be removed from your mouth. He's with us. That demonstrates his great love for the Jewish people. That even though he's Shem Havaya, even though he's Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he's called Tzvakos, Shusar Al Hatzvakos Ol Yoinim. You know, God has armies in heaven. The Chafetz Chaim says, anybody know how many malachim there are? There are millions, trillions, gazillions of malachim. And God is the general. But even though he's the general of all the malachim, he's Imanu, he's with us. His Hashgacha is with us. Think about the great love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why this is the most important pasuk in the Torah? This pasuk teaches us that as great as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, his love is with us. Kamay Shavaid. Furthermore, says the Reish Lakish, Shehu Misgav Umagein Lishmar Oysanu Mipigei Olam. He is a fortress and a shield to guard us from the travails of this world. V'hu sela, he's a rock, b'li hefsek, without interruption. Like Chazal say, k'mukol makom shenemar sela, ein loy hefsek la'olam. Shenemar, kasher shamanu kein ro'inu ad olam sela. Now, why does it have to say in this pasuk, Oilam Sela, Umikayach Yitur HaPasuk, Jamar Oilam Sela, Haychichai Shekomang, Jamar Sela, Ein Loi Hefsek La'Oilam. From the fact that it's repetitive, it says Oilam and Sela, from there we learn that whenever it says Sela, it's La'Oilam. Vafila Divei Rabbi Avo. Now, what about according to Rabbi Avo, who says that the function of this pasuk is that the most important pasuk to say is Hashem Tzvakos Ashri Adam Mitech Bach? So says the Reish Chachma, that pasuk also is critical and fundamental. Yesh b'midas habitachain malos rabbos. It's because bitachain has many great attributes. The echad mehem, who one of them is, ki e afshar la'adam shia dovek be'leikav, it is impossible to cling to Hashem im ein loy bitachain ba, if you don't have faith in Him. Uchshe yiftach be'emes. And when you have true faith in God, who bevadai dovek b'Hashem, you definitely will cling to Him. Ve'ein lo pachan mikol inyanei olam, you don't have to fear all the areas of this world. And that is what the Rashbi says in the Zohar. The Rashbi says, bitchu b'Hashem adayad, kol yoimei debarnash boi le'itakofa be'bikud shabrichu. Every day you need to strengthen yourself in God. As David HaMelech says, Alekai b'cha batachti. And therefore, Alevoi shall not embarrass. Al yaltsu oivayli. Uman deshavi be'bitchon v'tuk v'kidikayos. One who places their trust and strength properly. Lo yochlin lav asha la kol b'nei alma. No one could harm them. to command the Shavit Tukma Bishma Kadish, anyone who puts their faith in the Holy One, Iskayim Alma will exist. My Taima begin the Alma Bishma Kadish Iskayim, because this world stands and exists in the name of God. Ki Beka Hashem Tzorai Lamim. So it is our responsibility daily to strengthen ourselves by trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore these two psukim, according to the Yishalmi, are the two most important psukim always to say. Adonai Tzvois Imanu Miskav Lanu Alehei Yaakov Sela. Adonai Tzvois Ashrei Adam Boiteach Bach. Says Reb Schwab, this is the braid of Tzvakais. He quotes the Yishalmi, and he says, Tzvakos is one of God's seven names that you can't erase, like we find in Siman Ayin Resh Vav. What exactly do we mean when we call God Tzvakos? What does that mean that God is Tzvakos? So one shot we already saw in the Resh Chachma, he's the master of legions of Malachi Hasharis. But we want to endeavor to try to uncover another meaning of the word Tzvakos. Says Reb Schwab, the word Tzvakos milashoin yoitze eit tzava, those who go out in war and are in an army. Be'etzem hayom hazeh yatzu called Tzvois Hashem Yimitzrayim. In fact, we find in Sefer Iyov that the word Tzvakos means job. The interesting pasuk, it says, "Haloit sava le'enoish alei aretz." Anybody ever hear that word? "Haloit sava le'enoish alei aretz." Man's time in this world is capped. Contrary to popular opinion, man does not live forever. "Haloit sava." Sava means parameter. So why would we call God Tzava? God has no parameters, no limitations. Says Reb Schwab, Amnam yesh kan rayo nifla, there's a wondrous idea over here. Hine ein davar ba'olam shein lo tachlis v'tafkid. Everything in this world has a purpose and a mission, including thousands and myriads of mosquitoes and gnats and shkotzim and ramasim. Each one has a tafkid. You say, really? I don't have mosquitoes. You want mosquitoes? Come to the five towns. The five towns are very hospitable to mosquitoes. Over here, many were very big machnisei archim to mosquitoes. You wonder, why does God create mosquitoes? I like to go out for a walk. If I'm able to do what I set out to do a certain time in the day, I'm going to go for a walk. But in the summer, I have my spray. Where's my spray? I have my cutter spray. And then I have a whole case of mosquito repellent armbands. I put one over here, one by my knees, you know, under. But otherwise, I don't like mosquitoes. What's the tafkid of a mosquito? Boyure Evarei ha'adam, every limb of a person, v'chalkehem, every part of a limb, and all the shekedim, which are the glands, v'gidim, hariyesh l'chol echa tachlis, every part, every detail of creation has a purpose. Now, with the advancements of science, we've discovered many important functions of parts of the bodies that we never understood. And every creation, then, we extrapolate and understand, has a mission and a purpose. Even a wicked person has a purpose. Like Chazal say, everyone has their moment, everyone has their hour. More than that, every item in the world consists of smaller particles called molecules. Each molecule has a function and a purpose. Every There are tens of thousands of galaxies. Each one has different areas of stars. Each area of star has a light source. Every star has an orbit. Every single detail of creation has a mission, a tafkid, and a tachlis. In the eyes of God, He gives each one a number. They're all a mispar. They have a purpose. So, says Reb Schwab, when a person thinks that every grain of sand and every speck of dirt and every molecule has a mission and has a purpose, bevada yagia elav hachnala kadosh baruch hu b'osah she'eno meivin tafkil kaberi afil me'abir sharoya. That causes a person to be humbled, that I don't even understand the tafkidim of animals that I see. Certainly I cannot understand the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem's creations are inestimable and cannot be counted and cannot be enumerated and are beyond fathom. And this, in this sense, we call God Hashem Tzavakos, because God is aware of the tafkid and the purpose of every little detail of every aspect of creation. We could look at another human being, we don't even know what his tafkid is. And God knows what the tafkid of the speck of dirt sitting in the left-hand corner on your desk is. That's what we mean, that Hashem is tzvakos. God is acutely aware of the mission and purpose of every detail of creation. However, when a person thinks about that, he clarifies the following principle. That if God created me, then I also have a purpose. I also have a tafkid. And my tafkid is to fulfill what God commanded me at every moment. And that's why the mitzvahs are called pikudei Hashem. A pikud is a mission and an appointment. And therefore, Chazal tell us, says Reb Schwab, lo'olam lo yehei pisuk hapasuk hazeh zoz mipumei. Don't ever stop saying this pasuk. Hashem tzivakos imanu. God who is aware of everybody's mission is with us. And by doing so, and by acknowledging that, miskav, He is a fortress. Umitzar lanu. By the way, the word miskav is a compound word. It's made of two words. Miskav is sagi. Sagi is the strength of, the height of. Miskav is sagi and Gavaya. And by doing so, Elokei Yaakov, by recognizing that Hashem is the God of Tzavakos, aware of every individual's mission, then there is a kiyum for Yaakov Avinu. Because even though we don't appreciate the godliness of Hashem, and our ability to recognize and understand, comprehend is very mitzumtzum, only once in a while, as if we're peering through the cracks, we have some kind of hasaga of what someone's tafkid is. By the way, like Chazal say on the pasuk, "LeDavid b'shanoisay es tamay lifnei Avimelech." So David once came to God and he said, "God, everything you made is great. I understand it. You made bread, you made tables, you made apples, you made brothers, you made sisters, you made houses, everything I get. But why did you create insanity?" Which is a very big question, because, you know, why did God make so many insane people? And there are a lot of them. So Hashem said, "David, why did I make insanity? One day, you're going to need it." What happened? David was captured by Achish, and he was going to be killed. So David feigned insane, he feigned meshuga, and he was saved. He was, they said, "Get out of here, we don't need this David, he's a meshugana." And David realized, okay, now I understand why God made insanity. By the way, Rav Miller says an amazing thing. On the Kapitel in Tehillim, "LeDavid b'shanoisoy es tamoy lefnei avimelech v'yigarsheo v'yelach." David, Bishanoi soyas tamoy, Chazal say. He made his tam strange. He feigned insane before Avimelech, and Avimelech chased him out and he left. What did David say at that time? He said, David I will bless God at all times. What David was saying was, I'm not going to make the mistake and think, well, I had an einfall, I had a great idea. I had this creative suggestion that I'm going to make believe I'm a meshugana, and then Avimelech's going to throw me out. Oh, that was my idea, that was my plan. David says, even when someone has a good idea, they need to recognize, Avarcha es Hashem b'chol eis. I need to thank Hashem always, even when I come up with a good idea. So LeDavid b'shanoisay es tamoy l'fnei Avimelech. David, when he changed, he made himself crazy. What did David say? Avarcha es Hashem b'chol eis. Now, says the Zohar HaKadosh, does anybody know why we say that parak on Shabbos? I bet you never knew this. Says the Zohar, LeDavid b'shanoisay es tamoy. When Shabbos comes, you need to change the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you conduct yourself. You need to change your tam, your flavor. Lifnei, before who? Avi Melech, my father, the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do that, Vayigarasheu, God will chase away the forces of Tuma, Vayelach, and they will leave, and then Avarchas Hashem Chleis, you'll be able to bless him. That's why we say L'davish HaNasai on Shabbos, because it's a remez to the change that a person has to make in themselves when it comes to Shabbos. Now let's see Rav Miller. Rav Miller in the Sefer Praise My Soul. We say Hashem Tzivakais, Hashem of hosts. What does it mean, hosts? Hosts refer to all the forces of the universe, are his armies. There's not one army. God has many armies, plants, animals, heavenly spheres. Each one of these armies are a tremendous army. But even there are subdivisions of the armies, which each army is a tremendous army by itself. Even among trees, you have evergreens, they're an army. You have deciduous trees. You have grains, shrubs, grasses, mosses. Each one of these subdivisions is a great army. These are all the armies of Hashem. The heavens are full of many orbs, many celestial bodies, but they're different types. There are many different galaxies. Each galaxy has millions of stars. They're humans, but within each human there are armies. There are billions of cells. Why? Hashem Tzivakos, God with all of his armies, it's all because Imanu, it's all for us. All of God's armies, all the trees, all the cells, everything that was created, it's all for us. It's all for Israel. For how long? Sela, forever. Misgavlano leke Yaakov Sela. Very important, you ready? Hashem is a misgav, a refuge. This is another kapitel we say on Shabbos. Tfila lemoisha isha alaykim. Hashem, ma'ayin ha'yisa lanu ledar vadar. Ma'ayin ha'yisa lanu. You have been a habitation for us. What does it mean God has been a habitation for us? What, we live in God? Yes. We, the Jewish people, live in a sukkah of the Shechina. Like it says, Ki basukos hoshavti es bnei Yisrael b'yitzios me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are anani hakavod. Now, that is why Hashem is called Makom. Because God is not in a place, but rather the world is in Him. The world has no intrinsic existence, it only exists based on God's will. The universe is no place because it doesn't intrinsically exist. And we specifically are enveloped in the presence of Hashem. Hashem is misgavlanu. Hashem is our fortress. One should go to sleep at night and say, I have an alarm, I don't have alarm. I have bars on my windows, I don't have bars on my windows. We exist, the Jewish people exist. Ma'ayin Hayisa lanu davada. We exist protected by our Father, our King HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misgav lanu elakei Yaakov sela. Why Yaakov? Why not Yisrael? Because here we're speaking of Hashem and Hashem's connection to us based on the Avos HaKadoshim. And the reason why Yaakov is mentioned specifically is because Yaakov was the final and the Makabah Patish of all the Avos. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Ashrei. What does Ashrei mean? Fortunate. It means in two senses. Mental and actual. And that is, the reason why mankind are not happy is because one cannot be happy if they put their trust in anything other than Hashem. So that's why Hashem gave a lot of happiness to the Jewish people. He says, you don't need a Republican president for me to take care of you. You don't need a right-wing government in Israel for me to take care of you. Don't trust in anyone other than me. Hashem, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. If someone trusts in any political party, in any politician, in any human being, they cannot be Ashrei, they cannot be happy. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Because in whoever you trust, they have weakness. They don't have intrinsic power. But when one trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is always happy in the knowledge that his trust is justified. And by trusting in Hashem, you gain actual happiness. Namely, Hashem, there is a following principle of the Chavos HaBavos. God delivers a person over into the hands of that which he trusts. If you trust in man, you are dependent on that person, and you rise and fall with the success or failure of that person. But when one trusts in God, then your fate is intertwined and dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore we say, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. Why do we say Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach? Why not Ashrei Ish? Why Adam? The answer is because without Hashem's security, we are just Adam, we're earth. And just to remain alive, we need Hashem's ability. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Secondly, says Rav Miller, we're created for the purpose of being tested of whether we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No other creature is tested this way. And this is how we define ourselves as Adam. To earn the title of Adam is to be able to put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, that our sages tell us in the Yushalmi, these two psukim should always be in our mouths. Hashem Tzvakois Imanu Misgavlanu Aleike Yaakov Sela. Hashem Tzvakois Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. These psukim have wondrous secrets, says the Shlach. Yesh Bahem Soidois Neflois. And then says the Chida in his Sefer on Tehillim Yosef Tehillois, that he saw in the Sefer Agadas Eliyahu in the name of the Ramak. The Pasuk Hashem Tzvakois Imanu Misgavlanu Elokei Yaakov Sela, Avraham Avinu said. Hashem Tzvakois Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach, Yitzchak Avinu said. Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Yanenu, Yaakov Avinu said. Hashem Tzvakois Imanu is Chesed. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach is Gevura. Yanenu B'yom Karenu is Teferes. So this is the fifth braid of davening. These are two psukim that Chazal say we should always be in our mouths, and hopefully this gives us additional insight into this braid that we say every day of our lives. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Have a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Bye bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.